sea, let's start.
Berto, you want to play some Segway? You're listening to Consin here on killradio.org. It's Valentine's Day, my friends.
And this is something special. This is Hall and Greco doing When I Think of Tainted Love.
Beautiful cover.
Yeah, you recognize it.
So if Valentine's Day means anything to any of you, or doesn't, you have an hour left to do whatever it is you need to do.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away, I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and now I've lost my light. Whoa, I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. If I went to you,
kind of a
Ry Cooder guitar kind of, doesn't
it? Oh yeah, sure, I hear that.
All right.
Wow.
So that was Holland Greco. Otherwise, she's a New York former singer of Peak Show. That's a new project she's got going. Actually, there's three other songs on that. But anyways, we're going to go now to our guest, Ross here. Claire.
Umberto.
Introduce the gentleman.
Hi, Ross.
Hi, how's it going?
So nice to finally have you into the Kill Radio studio.
It's been too long.
It's been never, Ross.
That's what I mean by too long.
Yeah. So Ross is, there's a million reasons Ross Littman here could be here tonight. A million? A million reasons.
Let's start with, no.
The most relevant.
No. I was going to say,
let's go with 630.
Yeah. No, break it down. Tell us about what's going on with the panorama.
Okay, well, I think...
Before you tell us other things.
Before I tell you other things?
I don't know. Come on.
I think the reason I'm supposed to be here is this supposed event, which is happening on the 24th and 25th of February here in Los Angeles, and the event is at the Panorama, which is a wonderful space designed by artist Sarah Velis, who does 360-degree panoramic landscape paintings. Having said that, those of you who attend won't be able to see the panoramic landscape paintings, but you will be able to participate in a report from the Ghost City, which is an evening of news events, dispatches, songs, poems, and other shards of memorabilia from the scattered graveyards and abandoned towns and industry that we tend to wander by every day. So that's more or less what the evening is, in a quick nutshell.
And what's the name of the event?
As I just said a moment ago, but you weren't here, it's Report from the Ghost City.
No, I was in the green room. I was being a ghost. No. So who conceived of the idea, and how did you become involved?
Well, I conceived of it, and then I became involved after I invited myself.
Nice. All right. Well, tell us more about it. Let's play some music that you brought. And also, what is Dispatch?
Hold on a
Dispatch
second.
Something for to us right now. Here.
Excuse
like
me,
as,
sir?
As in news dispatch?
He says something about dispatch.
Why don't we play the first track that I have? I brought in a CD of some of the artists who are going to be part of the evening. And you're going to hear a couple things in a row. The first one is actually... well, I should explain that this is being presented by the Disembodied Theater Corporation. And
I like that.
The Disembodied Theater Corporation, the problem with it is it doesn't quite exist, but it does exist when it wants to, and so it sort of existed about a year ago, and you'll hear now a piece by by me and the amazing New York street musician Thoth. This is part of a work in progress. It's going to be a film, documentary film, on the squatting movement in London, which I participated in a long time ago.
Interesting.
But it's also a performance piece, and so you're going to hear a little excerpt of that now, and followed by that you'll hear Charming Hostess from San Francisco, and I'll tell you more about how all these things fit into the evening or don't fit into the evening.
Yeah, and you know what,
as we go along,
Ross, if I may ask, there's a lot of squatters here in town, you know, I guess every major metropolis has, but maybe you could tell us more about your experiences in London with squatting, and also what is Disembodied?
Well, it's funny that you should ask that. I should probably explain that. I was trying to think of a nice way to explain what the Disembodied Theater Corporation is earlier today, because I figured somebody might ask me that, and so I jotted down some notes, and here's my explanation as to what the Disembodied Theater Corporation is. It's a sort of a free-floating theater ensemble that helps in the actualization of disembodiment. We work at helping people realize the moment at which non-time-based events happen. So I'm sure that should explain everything, and if it doesn't, then I can try again later.
So not only is it disembodied, but it helps you become disembodied.
Yes, for those of us who are challenged in the process of becoming disembodied, we help to facilitate that.
That's amazing.
But before it
and
gets
needed.
Yes, it's actually an underappreciated activity, but before we get too far into that, I think we should actually play a track.
Here's a track, a collaboration between Thoth and Ross Lippman, is that correct?
That's right, yes.
And thank you, Ross, for coming into Consin on Kill Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Consin.
Shortly before leaving, I had read an essay by Walker Percy. It was called The Message in the Bottle, and it was about photography. Specifically, about how the act of taking a photograph can distance you from the object you're photographing, how it in effect prevents you from seeing it. It solidifies the separation of subject and object, creates a barrier, and denies the act of perception it's meant to enhance. This essay very much influenced me, so that before I left, I resolved not to take any pictures. This is an album of the pictures I didn't take. My album is filled with an ever-shifting array of images that arise from blank pages and dissolve freely between each other. Each time I return to a page, the scene is different. There's a freedom in this. The freedom to construct my past as I choose.
Rubles seems like a lot for an Eskimo suit. If I bought you that, I'd have to leave right off.
I want a basket of fruit and I want some high leather boots and I want a basket of fruit and an Eskimo suit. I want a basket of fruit and I want some high leather boots and I want a basket of fruit and I want an Eskimo suit. 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 I want a Lebanese suit and I want some homemade food and I want a much better mood and I want an Eskimo suit and I want an Eskimo suit and I want an Eskimo suit. I want a brand new dress. When I'm with you, I am 9 feet long and I'm made of fur. I'm covered with pearls and I'm sweating. Eskimo suit. I want a question that's food and I want a Javanese flute and I'm saying no loot, no food and I want it. I want it. Hey, hey, I want it. I want it. Hey, hey, I want a green fast shoot and I want a chicory root and I want a little rooty toot and I want a brand new dress. When I'm with you, I'm 9 feet long.
All right, we're here with Ross Lippman here on Konsin. Tell us about what we're listening to.
So what you were just hearing there was Charming Hostess, which is a San Francisco group that does extended vocal technique, led by Julia Eisenberg. And Julia is going to be part of the report from the Ghost City that we talked about earlier. And I thought I'd maybe try to explain a little bit about what this event is, if only to help clarify it in my own mind, if nothing else. Basically, you're going to be seeing, those of you who can attend, will be seeing a bunch of different acts which have nothing to do with each other, except that I asked all the invited artists to create their own report from the Ghost City, and then I left that up to them to decide what that might be. In the case of what we just heard, I invited the poet Jen Hoffer to work with a sound artist or musician of her choice, and she is working with Julia. And so that is a representative cut of Julia Eisenberg's music. And the first piece, which we heard before that, was a collaboration between myself and Thoth. Thoth is not participating in the evening, but you will be hearing another text with music piece along the lines of what you heard from me. And mine you will be hearing more about later on in the evening. I thought now we would go to another performer who's part of the evening, which is Nora Keys.
Thanks, and this is all the, we're talking about the report from Ghost City that will be happening at the Vela Silvesi Panorama. That's February 24th and 25th. Information is at panoramaonview.org. It's here in Los Angeles. It's a great venue. It's a great venue for anything, but this is really taking it to a, I want to say, phantasmagorical level. But it's not really. It's not Halloween.
A phantasmagorical plane, I would
plane.
Say.
Plane. Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes. Okay, Here's something from Nora Keys. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Golden scene.
Thank you.
Wow. We have converted the entire studio into a murky, foggy, disembodied bog.
Yes, that's true, actually. When we walked in, it was kind of like a rollicking party. And just silence now. Thank you, Nora.
Thank you, Nora Keys.
Good silence.
Good silence, yeah. It's really great that you're bringing all these people together.
Well, that's one of the fun parts of the evening is actually, I think that, I mean, some of the performers do actually, you know each other and play together, but a lot of them don't. And so hopefully those attending will get exposed. Even if you're coming to see your friends, you'll get to see your friends and something else as well.
Is there going to be a visual element to the...
Yes, that is there too. I'll get to the piece that I'm working on in collaboration with Laura Steenburge later, but I think I mentioned the Charming Hostess / Jen Hoffer piece. There will be a film component to that by filmmaker Leanne Schmidt, who has been, she's doing a documentary film on an abandoned in city somewhere in California. I don't know where. But Leanne will be there to answer any questions, and we'll be seeing footage of this abandoned city that she's been filming in, and that's going to be part of I guess it's a series of duets and trios for spoken word, extended vocal technique, and film by Jen Hoffer, Julia Eisenberg, and Leanne Schmidt, and then I will have my whole piece, which is a. Extended PowerPoint performance with live music will be very visual as well.
Don't be afraid of PowerPoint.
Oh, yes.
Friends.
Don't be afraid of PowerPoint. This is not one of the David Byrne too hip to
oh,
be
I
true
never saw
things.
That.
I didn't see it actually either, so I shouldn't be dissing right. David Byrne, except it uses PowerPoint as a slideshow medium. It's more of a magic lantern show. And we'll be playing some excerpts from that, or I'll be telling you about that piece later.
How long has this been coming together? I mean, not like logistically, but in your own head.
Well, actually, maybe I should talk a little bit about my piece then, because that is kind of the genesis for it. The PowerPoint show, which I've mentioned, is actually about the High Line, which is the abandoned elevated freight rail that runs through the west side of Manhattan. And about a year and a half ago, a number of friends of mine and myself had a little adventure up there. It was from 1930 to 1980. It ran through the west side of Manhattan and through the essentially from through Hell's Kitchen to through West Chelsea to the Meatpacking District, and it was shut down. And since then, it's kind of grown over and become this abandoned wasteland above the city. And a lot of people wanted to tear it down, but various community groups spring up and are now trying to preserve the High Line, and in fact, it's pretty much a done deal. The only thing that remains to be decided is what they're going to do with it. And so there was a competition among various architectural design firms and artists and all that who came up with their designs for what to do with the High Line, and I think that was at MoMA in New York last year. Anyway, the long and the short of it is it has been off limits since 1980, except for those of us who sneak on, which is what we did. And so our piece is kind of a trespassers guide to the High Line, told in PowerPoint with live music by Laura Steenburge of Listing Ship and other members of Listing Ship. So
when did you first traverse the High Line?
This was about, it's called Walking the High Line. You have to be very careful in your terminology. If you say traverse the High Line, people are just going to laugh at you.
That was actually a question.
So yes, we walked the High Line.
I was quoting myself.
Yes, well, that's a good person to quote, you know. Just not around, you know, High Line buffs.
Okay.
So anyway, no, actually, I think for a while it became a fad among bloggers. A lot of bloggers were all sneaking on. And so you can find, if you Google the High Line, you'll find all sorts of various blog accounts of it.
Huh.
What happened with us was that... Well, we had a little encounter with some authorities at the beginning. Authorities, we'll have to put in quote marks, but they served their purpose. And so we then had great difficulty in getting down. And the piece itself is as much a chronicle of what happened to us as a chronicle of the High Line itself. Mm. But it is a photo document of the High Line, so you'll see the current state of it, because it has not yet been turned into this public space, although it shall be one day, as is the way of all things, gentrification. But a good gentrification, hopefully, we shall see.
So the High Line kind of embodies to you the existence of something...
Of a ghost city, of a ghost, the remnants of a decayed civilization that is lost. And in fact, I found out one interesting thing about it today. You know, it ends in I'm not sure how you pronounce this, Gansport Street.
It's a, uh-huh.
And which is right in the heart of what used to be the meatpacking district of Manhattan, and still is, although it's now being transformed from meatpacking into nightclubs, another kind of meatpacking in a way. But if you go back in the history of the area, it turns out that Gansport, it was named after Peter Gansport, who was a Revolutionary War hero and Herman Melville's grandfather. And wow. I didn't know that till today, but it kind of struck me as a classic example of the ghost city, because you still have the name Gansport Street, and you know it's one of those things that you walk by every day and you don't know what the heck it means, and so you're walking by ghosts all the time, and that's kind of the idea of the ghost city, of something that's forgotten, just as our own little adventures on the High Line will one day be forgotten. Mm-hmm. So anyway, well, to make a long story short, I wrote this piece about our adventure on the High Line, and wanted to come up with an appropriate context for it.
Mm.
Hence, report from the ghost city. So that's the answer to the question.
Kind of.
Should we? Yes.
Let's go to something.
Yeah,
and Finnegan's Waco.
Yeah, this next piece is actually another one of the invited artists for report from the ghost city, and this is a song by Waco Wild Acoustic Chamber Orchestra, which is led by Steve Gregoropoulos. And Steve composed a piece for the report from the Ghost City with text by Rebecca Greeley. You won't hear that right now. You'll just hear Steve, but here's Waco.
Thanks. This is Ross Lippman live in studio here on Consigne in killradio.org. We're talking about the report from Ghost City, which will be at the Veles Lavasi Panorama in Los Angeles, February 24th and 25th. So check it out. We'll be back with more info, more music, more Ross. This is Waco. Oh, this is our CD, not staying cued. Consigne.
Swim in the gutter with you. My brain is pasted with glue. I'm wondering which side I'm on. There's nothing gone wrong. I'm just far away from the panic and words that whisper so hard in your ear. I can't swim in the gutter by you. I can't swim in the gutter by you. I can't swim. You know I can't swim. The rain, it is crackling down. It washes the leaves of the town that hang by your side like telephone tires. Then the gray turns to blue. Oh, but ugly and thin and smelling of oil and perfume. perfume. I can't swim in the gutter by you. I can't swim in the gutter by you. I can't swim. You know I can't swim. I can't swim.
Wow. Yeah. Sorry, that caught me off cue. We were discussing very vast subjects over here with Waco behind us. Yeah, we've got Ross Lippman in studio. Hey, Ross.
Hey.
So let's put on something by the listing ship.
Yeah, let me tell a little bit about this now. What we just heard was Waco, and Steve has composed a cycle of Leader for our show, Report from the Ghost City. Listing Ship fits in the following way. The slideshow that I mentioned, the about the Highline, the music is by Laura Steenburge, who's the bass player in Listing Ship, and we also have playing with us in the as part of the piece is Heather Locke, who's the lead singer and violist in Listing Ship. Listing Ship, by the way, is doing a residency at the Echo every Monday night this month. And so they'll be playing there this coming Monday. And should we play a cut by them now?
Sure. Which track do you want me to play?
Number 8. This is from their latest album, Time to Dream.
Hey, if you want to call the studio here at Kill Radio, the number is 213-252-0998. It's 213-252-0998. You can also instant messenger the Kill Radio Station, spelled out one word. Kill Radio Station. It's consign.
her pocket squarely. Death comes as a comfort to the one who's suffering, and she's wiggling. Performances, at least till tomorrow night.
Yes, we are here in the studio with Ross Lippman, the disembodied of the disembodied.
Yes, I'm in person being disembodied at this moment.
Where's that flyer you brought in? The beautiful panorama mailer?
All right. I might have one over here. Show this to all of our radio listeners.
Yeah, we'll show this.
Here's the flyer.
It's beautiful.
As you can see, it's,
look at this, hand drawn
by some anonymous artist hundreds of years ago.
Hundreds of years ago, that's now been used in various contexts, but really nicely on the panorama mailer. You know, if you are starting to get disillusioned with Los Angeles, or not even there yet, you should really go check out the panorama down on 24th and Hoover, or 23rd and Hoover.
The only thing is it's not quite open yet, so you won't be able to check out that much.
But there are random events going on at the Panorama.
Are they random?
Yeah, I mean, they're occasional.
Is occasional the same as random?
They're seemingly for no reason at certain times.
Seemingly for no reason. Doesn't seemingly imply there's a reason?
Seemingly...
It appears that there's no reason, but you're suggesting there really is a reason underneath these seemingly random events.
Well, isn't there a reason behind everything? Are you an anarchist, Ross?
Oh, that's such a personal question.
Atheist,
how can
Ross?
You ask me that?
Here, you're exposed. You're exposed to our 13,000 listeners here on Kill Radio.
Yes, I'm so glad that we have that many. 13,000 is really... It's a little bit low, but I'm pleased with that.
It's archived.
Yes.
Oh, a question from the
yes, we have,
question
we
from
have.
The studio audience. Is this based on homeopathy? But first, you have to answer: are you an atheist?
Well, I'm trying to think of the appropriate rhetorical answer that one can give to that.
No, we're not into rhetoric here on Kohnsein. Kohnsein is the with and the without. We cover all gamuts here.
The with and the without. Well, that I can...
It covers everything. We're universal.
Well, I think that's left me completely flabbergasted.
Well, let's get back to the panorama. The panorama used to be in Hollywood. Some of you might have driven by the former location, or the location where it actually stood... for years, right there, just west of Western, it was, for years, like a hamburger stand and an ice cream shack and a beautiful teal rotunda that was turned into Bella Silvestri Panorama. and was then demolished and moved down to 24th and Hoover, right across the street. If any of you are familiar with the 24th Street Theater, it's actually right across the street from there. It's a great little area town, and the panorama should be displaying an actual panoramic painting sometime in 2006.
I think she's set to unveil it in the summer.
Yeah, I think we're thinking summer, autumn.
And there actually was quite a wonderful event there this past weekend, which was the latest episode of Sunset Chronicles by the Little Fakers.
Yeah.
And I can actually describe, because we have...
And actually, one of our very own Kill Radio DJs is one of the puppeteers in
that project. Oh, really? Who's that?
I'm not going to reveal the sources.
Yes, we don't want to. But the Sunset Chronicles is a serial drama set on Sunset Boulevard, east of Hollywood, with a cast consisting entirely of handmade marionettes. And that is exactly what happened. It's the brainchild of Susan Simpson, and in fact, Jen Hoffer, who was part of our show, also participated. And it's just a wonderful miniature representation of things that happened or might have happened on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, and the Little Fakers, I don't know if they always go by that name, but they're also kind of disembodied. Not that they're leaping on your bandwagon, but they've done a lot of stuff in various places, haven't they? I mean,
they did the last episode was at Il Corral.
Okay,
and a few months ago, and then the other one was
Piranoi, out in the desert.
Yes, yeah, I'm not too sure where it was, but
yeah. So they're also, you know, rambling. Not ramp. Correct me on my
rambling.
My verbiage, but yeah, they're ramblers. They're a rambling marionette.
Yes, a rambling marionette ensemble.
Yep.
So, and speaking of rambling, I thought maybe we should actually.
Ooh, touche, Ross.
Yes. Why don't we actually play, if I can find it, a cut from a report from the Ghost City. This is actually going to be an excerpt of the piece itself, No Way Out But Onward, our Highline piece. And we're just going to play an excerpt of it because I don't want to play too much here, but it will give you a sense for what this
and piece
this is
actually
about.
Your. I mean, this was something from your brain. This is, you wrote...
I wrote the text, yeah. It was originally intended to be a collaborative website designed by myself and the other participants in our Highline misadventure, but just like the dysfunctionality that we displayed as a group climbing and walking the Highline, we also displayed even greater dysfunctionality trying to get a collaborative website together. It completely disintegrated. And so I was left with my text and all the photos, which were taken by myself, the dancer Lee Evans, and the singer-songwriter Nina Mankin. And so it's our photos and my text. And what you'll now hear is me reading along with the music by Laura Steenburgen of Listing Ship. As long as we can eventually get this disc into the CD player.
It's a very slippery disc.
And it's track number 4 on that disc, Clara.
Consign Kill Radio. Consign Kill. The ghost is in the machine. Wow. It's.
Well, this is a truly disembodied. This is actually perfect.
Ah. It's true. All right, let's listen to an excerpt of this.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, wow.
go. Let it go.
It's dancing.
Maybe we could talk over it.
Yeah.
Just for a moment.
Great.
Are we on?
We're on.
So what we're hearing now is not actually No Way Out But Onward. We're hearing a CD malfunction, which I'm quite enjoying, and we're going to let it go. This is several of the tracks playing at once. If it hopefully will continue. Oh, it stopped. Where is it? Oh, the malfunction is no longer interesting. This is the piece itself now.
Only here on Kill Radio.
We've arranged to meet at the corner of 33rd Street and 11th Avenue at 1 o'clock. And en route, I've bought some trail mix and one of New York's ubiquitous sandwich wraps. Veggie and a spinach tortilla, or something like that. I've packed for the day, as I'm expecting to be gone a long time. My thought is that most of us won't have eaten, and a picnic in the middle of our journey would be ideal. After scouting around a little, I sit down on the sidewalk and wait. The minutes pass, and as they do, my thoughts drift, and drift, and drift, settling, ultimately, on that wrap. The sandwich, the tasty, nutritious morsel that I've so generously bought to share with my selfless cohorts. The sandwich, which now, as the time elapses, seems startlingly enticing. The sandwich in that creeping eternity becomes an object of mythic proportions, a test of my resolve, my will, my charity, an ethical test of cosmic scale. By 12:56, it's a goner. I've been warned that security around the High Line's access points might be unusually heightened at the moment. Yesterday, October 7th, Mayor Bloomberg held a press conference there, announcing the city's plans to transform the abandoned elevated tracks into a public park. This weekend is also Open New York, a once-a-year event where enclosed portions of the city are made accessible to the thronging masses. That's not till tomorrow, but I'm half expecting the High Line to be included, its entry points blocked by polite city officials sporting machine guns under a friendly tweed armature. Michael, the only one in our number who's been here before, and our guide for the day, checks the lay of the land and comes up with two plans. The first is easiest, and depends on the guard station being vacated. The second is more treacherous. It involves ascending onto the tracks via a particularly swift crossing of an open lot in clear view of the station. But one with enough expanse to, hopefully, give us a healthy lead in the event we're pursued. So that was No Way Out But Onward, the opening to No Way Out But Onward. And if you want to hear the whole piece, then you should please stop by the Panorama on the 24th and 25th
of February.
And you can also see it with the slides of the High Line.
And that's live live musical accompaniment.
Yeah, the live music by Laura Steenburge, Heather Lockie, and then Joe Tepperman on will be on trombone for the evening. And I think that's all we really need to say for right now. Should we close off with a...
Can we...
Oh, you have a question?
Well, question. No. Yeah, question from the microphone over here. Can we hope to see more disembodied
Well, I think one can always hope to see disembodied theater. In fact, disembodied theater happens in one's life every time one walks down the street and looks around. It's because, as I said, it's those moments. Well, let me think. What did I say? I wrote it down, so let me see
Could you read this again?
I want to read that again so I can remember what it is. The actualization of disembodiment. It's the physicality of being disembodied. So whenever something is being disembodied at that moment, then you are witnessing a performance of the Disembodied Theater Corporation. And that's probably happened to me at least 30 times today.
So are you laying...
You just usually aren't aware of it when it happens.
So are you laying claim to all moments of in people's lives when they feel shock? Or when they feel
Well, that's
awe?
Such a crass way of putting it, don't you think? No, I would say that it's more, like I said, the moment at which non-time-based events happen.
Yes. No, exactly.
Yes.
But so disembodied
so
theater
we're agreed.
Corporation
it's
is...
The incorporate
it is
it's the
everywhere.
Corporation of a disembodiment. When one is disembodied, one needs to be...
like that.
One needs to be, yes. That was exactly one of those moments which we're speaking of. Thank you, Greg. So yes, so there you have it. That's the Disembodied Theater Corporation.
Can't wait to see this.
And
this is 8:30 p.m.
Yes,
Friday and Saturday nights, February 24th and 25th. Go to the panoramaonview.org for more information. Reservations for the report from Ghost City can be made at Corpus Fluxus at Oblivio.com. You can also buy tickets at the door. Tickets are $10. Members of the Panorama, which I am, and students are admitted for $7. It's going to be a really it's going to be a really great show. Thanks, Ross, for coming in.
Thanks, Claire.
And
we'll now finish up, I think, with, if we can get the disc in there.
We can get the disc in there.
This is going to be a cut from Listing Ship's previous album. Listing Ship, as I said, did the music for No Way Out But Onward. And what you're going to hear now is the title track from Dance Class Revolution.
But we haven't talked... We haven't talked about dysfunctional utopias.
Oh,
yet.
We were supposed to talk about dysfunctional utopias.
Yeah.
We can leave it as false advertising, or we could discuss them. But I think we should actually, at this point...
I think we're living them.
Yeah, I think we're just embodying it as we speak. Among the many things that we're embodying, not just disembodiment, but also we are the dysfunctional utopia.
And don't let it stop you from trying to, you know, find that utopia. Because that's really the only way that you can get to something bigger.
Is by constantly failing at it.
No, I'm just saying that it's not going to be necessarily perfect the first time around.
Your first utopia is always a kind of a learning process,
yeah,
I think.
It's like a
prototype. When you move on to your later utopias that you really
It's the prototypical utopia that, you know, there's going to be some funny things to it. And either, I guess...
You got to get the bugs out of your utopias, basically. Yeah. You know, you have to troubleshoot by trying a few rough utopias
right.
and then...
Well, and then the ideal utopia isn't really ideal because it's ideal. It's ideal because you make it ideal, right?
It's ideal.
You deal with the problems in your utopia, and you make them utopic. That's
isn't
what
it,
I do.
Isn't it utopic?
Endoscopic. Utopic. Yeah, you're right.
Well, endoscopy is a really underappreciated field in our... hypothetical dysfunctional utopia.
It is. We should... somebody should embrace the idea of small camera cavity searches. Isn't anything right?
I know. Actually, come to think of it, there probably is a whole subgenre within the avant-garde film waiting to be discovered there of the endoscopic film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm waiting. Any of you PhD candidates out there, there is a dissertation waiting to be had on that topic. So.
Yeah, or just like some fun on a weekend when we have some time.
Exactly, yes. You can come down to Kill Radio. We can practice filming.
That would be really interesting.
And yeah, endoscopies, and not to mention colonoscopies. That's also an underappreciated...
Let's start with endoscopic avant-garde, okay?
Okay, I think that's...
but I like
what could
it.
Be more, what could be more utopic than that? Utopian.
And perhaps very dysfunctional.
Very dysfunctional, with an emphasis on the dysfunction, I think.
on the function. thanks, Ross, for coming in and sharing your time with Consin.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to listen to this
dance class. Yeah? Dance class revolution.
Yeah.
That was Listing Ship here on Consigne. Thank you, Ross Lippmann, for coming in and talking about, well, everything, but most especially his upcoming event at the Vela Selesi Panorama down on 24th and Hoover. Check out panoramaonview.org. His report from Ghost City, which will be a audio visual that kind of depletes what it is, right? It's going to be a musical visual, a little bit of everything. Something you've probably never seen before. I don't think any of us have ever seen before. Happening February 24th and 25th at the Panorama. We'll post it on consigne.org, and I'm sure we'll hype it on MySpace, seeing that Ross isn't a MySpacer. No, I don't think the Panorama is a MySpacer either.
Do you want to give any shout-outs to anybody?
No, I'm fine here. Well, hello to everyone.
No, I'm saying, like, the website to the Panorama.
Oh, we did it.
Hello to the website of the Panorama.
Hello, website. Thanks for spending Valentine's
Day. Any more disembodied poetics?
I think we've been trying to sign off for a while here, but one can never be too disembodied. So
what do you think about my idea of filling Kill Radio Station with fog? For like a show.
I think it could work for one show.
Half hour of a show. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Totally.
Would you come punch
with us? How
about
with a flavor?
Only to get high.
We'll have
with
vanilla.
We'll have
Centimila. Huh? Fog.
Centimila.
What's the chemical that is in the fog?
It's nasty.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Wait a minute.
We already have like fiber optics
visuals
going on.
We're starting
here
to open the author in here, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry.
Hey, finish this archive so we could upload it. The one you did with
Ross. Yeah, I'm going to go out on one of my favorite disembodied songs.
You can find archives.
Yeah. You could now. I just uploaded Pantumpla's visit here tonight for those that didn't hear it. And
cool.
We're going to upload Ross as well. But you can go to killradio.org and listen to it.
And that's awesome. You guys do.
Thank you so much, Pantumpla, for again
really.
Happy Valentine's Day, party people.
Yeah, what's all the parties?
But happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Big ups to Jeff Merchant, who had his record release at the Taze in Echo Park.
Excuse me, I'm not done here. Oh,
sorry, go on.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to all you people with partners and without. Love yourself and love one another. And do it so good that you walk funny tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Easy. Hey, can you do that alone? No.
No, that's...
And that's a good one. Wow.
Happy Valentine's to all the consigne with or without. Tonight is apropos.
And to the Listing Ship, who February 2006 has their residency at the Echo every Monday.
Woo!
Free. And to the Future Pigeon, who has their residency every Monday at the Silver Lake Lounge. Next Monday, the 20th, which happens to be my birthday.
Yay!
Thank you.
What are we going to be celebrating?
I think on February 20th, we should all be at the Silver Lake Lounge for a free show with the one and only Mezcla opening for Future Pigeon.
Yay!
And Blackbird will be opening.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great ass lineup.
It is a good ass lineup.
On that one.
And there's word that there might be a piñata.
Ooh,
so if that doesn't draw you,
is it in the shape of Dora the Explorer? Because then I won't want to hit it.
No, I think it'll be in the shape of Consigne. Wait, first before we play Future Pigeon, let me just dedicate a song to Umberto.
Oh, good.
And all Consigne.
Who's online right now? Come on, communicate with people.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another Consigne
Revolution Armada. Hey, shout out to you for listening and to all the other listeners out there.
And once again, Ghost City coming to you. You should leave a flyer up here so the DJs could announce it. You have another one?
And to you, Ross, as well. I think you'll really appreciate this one.
All right. Shout out to Emily. I don't know if she's still listening. Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, how's the weather over there? Did the snow hit you guys?
Someday, I will see you when you run away. One day, please, please tell me what you see. Please hear me your voice. I don't wanna miss you. Hear me now. Coming up. Coming up. Cause of the UC.